The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of new life. Amen. Will you please be seated. Good morning, and happy All Saints Day, or All Saints Sunday anyway. I love that hymn. I sing a song of the saints of God. In the old hymnal, it was in the children's hymns section. I'm not a child anymore, but it's still one of my favorites, and I hope that in the first verse when we sang, and one was a doctor and one was a queen, you caught those words, because the queen, of course, refers to Margaret, Queen of Scotland, our own patroness. And it's the kind of hymn that takes me back to an All Saints Day of my youth when things seemed simpler and easier to understand than life can be today. I think all of us have certain particular images of particular days and holidays that are special to us. I will never forget an All Saints Day shortly after I was ordained when I was at Christ Church in Winnetka, Illinois, and was preparing for a baptism. We were going to baptize a member of the youth group on All Saints Day, and the night before I went to go get things ready in the chapel. This is an old stone chapel. It was the original church building. And it was built in a time when people returning from World War II were grateful for life and mourning death, and they memorialized their own dead, their own beloved, by contributing to the construction of that building and by lining the walls with plaques that remembered the names of those who'd gone before in the hope of the resurrection, the people that we love but don't see anymore. And there were so many, and I looked around the room and saw those plaques, and suddenly I didn't feel alone at all. I felt very much in the company of all the saints, and I realized, well, this is the image of All Saints Day, isn't it? Saints are you and me, this process that you and I are familiar with. If we watch the Roman Catholics, for example, on church, they're very, very detailed process for naming a saint that involves, you know, looking for miracles and all of this. Our process is a little less onerous, but not a whole lot less onerous. The process of getting your name listed in the Book of Common Prayer is one of the officially acknowledged saints. It's a visible sign, and the signs that we have, the images of saints and the stories, they are tangible ways of remembering who they are. But it would be a mistake to think that those are the only saints. In fact, it has always been the tradition of the church that all the baptized are saints. We enter into the company of saints when God makes promises to us at our baptism, and we make promises back, and we become the saints, the company of saints. It's just that some are remembered and some are held up in iconic status as emblems of those that we love and those we admire and people who carried the faith through difficult times. And again, that might be the ones who are more or less official, and that list changes constantly. Or it might be the people who are local or regional saints, you know, for example, of some Catholic, some saints in Mexico, Saint Mary of Guadalupe and others who are held in esteem regionally. And then others are very, very local. Some of them are just the people that you and I know and love, not just because we missed them, but because their life, because their existence was for us an image of God and an image of what God calls us to be. There are people whose place in our own memory is so strong that it paints a picture for us of why we're here, why we exist, what we were created to be. But we don't have their names written down in prayer books, and we don't have icons made up in their image. But there are other ways we can remember them, and I want to see if Kay will help me remember some of those now. There are five that I want to remember before you. They're the same ones that I pray for week after week when we reach the point in the prayers that we pray for the dead. They're my four grandparents and my father, and I just want to tell you very briefly about them, if I can have a couple of those. Thank you. I want to remember first my father's parents, Grace and Ed. Grace came to Shreveport, Louisiana, where I was born, with her husband, Ed. They were both from Texas, she from Waxahachie and he from Frost, Texas. They met and were married in Beaumont, Texas, and that's where my dad was born. And then they came to Shreveport, and that's where I come from. What I remember about them and what makes them saints to me is that I spent every Saturday morning with them. And every Saturday morning I went to their house and never lost sight of the fact that no matter what I did, I was always beloved of God. And so I remember Grace and Ed as my saints. But there are more. Gertrude and Leo, my other grandparents. Leo I never met. He died 4 days after I was born, but I took his name. His middle name was Goodwin, and it's my middle name. I'm told by people in my family that I'm a lot like him, and I think in some ways I kind of replaced him in the family. His wife, Gertrude, again, if I was every Saturday night at the other grandparents, I was every Friday night with Gert, spending the night at her house as she watched me cut up little pieces of paper on the floor. And again, never let me forget that there was nothing I could do that would separate me from her love and their saints for me. And the last one that I want to remember for you is my father, Randy, who died in 2008, who was a good and decent man and reminds me every day that I could be more and that with God's help I will be. So there are my five. And what I want to do, I'm going to stop now and invite you to come forward the same way you normally would for communion. The ushers will help direct traffic. And if you want to take one of these candles, they're all the way around the rail. You don't need to go to any particular spot, so don't worry about it. Just find a place. Take as many candles as you need to remember your own saints and hand them across the rail. We've got Eucharistic ministers who will be receiving those for you. And we'll put them up in front of the table so that as we get to our Eucharistic prayer today and get to those words, angels and archangels and all the company of heaven who forever sing hymns to proclaim the glory of your name, that we'll have a way of remembering their light that shows our way to our Savior. Amen.